Mark, congratulations on the win through to round two of the FA Cup. What's your reaction to that today?
I'm just glad to be in the hat. I think that it wasn't great. You know, it was a typical FA Cup time at times. Bit of blood and thunder. We were on a back foot in the first half. Second half, we came out and we finished the job off. I think Paddy's two goals were outstanding, and certainly second one because he's waited the time to shoot because he'd been blocked. His first shot had been, or the first time he had the chance to shoot would have been blocked, and he just took his time and smashed it in the top corner, which won us the game. So just important to get into the hat for the next round.
Yeah, it was one for the purists, wasn't it, that today?
It wasn't one for the purists.
Not one for the purists, absolutely. Sorry, I should say.
It wasn't great at times. Ball spent too much time in the air. We looked a little bit... in fairness, we looked like... There's a change in mentality and there's a change in feel because there's not 3 points up for grabs. And at times, for clubs like ours, for clubs like up and down the country, it's about getting in the next round. You can't sort of look and say, we've got a chance of winning it. So it becomes a little bit less important in terms of your mindset coming into a game, and that's not the way it should be. We've got to come in, we've got to have a real good go and get as far as we possibly can do. You know, I think it was better second half. That's all I can say. It was better second half. We didn't pass the ball brilliantly. They set about the job. They put the ball in the air. It was in the air far too much. We had to deal with the physical threat. It was fine, and then we replicated it by having to kick it up to Kevin Van Veen in the first half and up to Darius in the second half. Having said that, we got the ball into their area or into their final third a little bit more in the second half, and there was a little bit more quality in there. And unfortunately, we had the extra bit of quality with Paddy Madden.
You had to make three changes going into the game for the injuries and players unavailable. How much of a factor was that in the performance today?
Yeah, it was. Of course it was, yeah, because we kept a settled team, a settled squad, and then we had a different bench. And it does it as a little bit of a knock-on. But again, it's a chance for people. Have they taken that opportunity to the best of their ability? No, they haven't. Does it give me food for thought? Yes, it does. And I want to keep... I want to keep my options open. I think if they don't want to take that opportunity and put the performances in that they need to stay in the side. I mean, what's got us into the position that we're in the league at the moment is the fact that we've worked really hard. We've managed to compete with the opponents, not just in terms of the physical threat, but in terms of the quality. We've managed to play some decent football over the last month, and then we've dropped below it a little bit today. The main thing's the win. Absolutely, the main thing's the win. So we'll take it. But obviously know that we need to improve, and we've lost Scott Laird for next week and Scott Wiseman possibly for next week, depending on how severe the groin injury is. He just caught his studs in the turf and tweaked a groin. But Laird, he's got his fifth booking, which is really, really disappointing.
You mentioned Scott Wiseman. You've got cover with Jordan Clark at right back. You're lacking cover at left back. What do you do there now?
Well, I'll be pulling a rabbit out of the hat, that's for sure. I'll have to try and do that. But again, that's for next week.
Can Tommy Rowe play there?
I've got a couple of different options that I can use, and I literally only just come out of the dressing room, so I'll need to spend a little bit of time and think about it. But I don't suppose there'll be an option open to me to go and bring a lone player in for the sake of a game.
But you did name Jack Dyche on the bench. How big an opportunity was that? I know he didn't get on, but an opportunity to name him in a squad.
It was an opportunity for him, and in fairness, it was a case of I had Lewis Boutrard in the squad as well today, so those pair missed the Oldham game, and really that's sort of testament to what Jack's done previously in pre-season and coming into the season, and then obviously with his performances with the youth team. But Lewis as well. Lewis is showing really good signs. And Noel Burdett was unlucky not to be in the squad, but I can't take everybody out of that Oldham game. They need to play. But the one thing that you have to do is if they've trained with us, because Dyche trained with us for a couple of weeks, went back with the younger ones, and then he's dropped off and he's dipped off with his form. And they've got to maintain that. They've got to maintain what got them the recognition in the first place. And it was just another opportunity for Dyche today. He played okay in the game on Tuesday. In the Youth Cup, and he's got his goal against Wrexham, but you know, it's just an opportunity for me to get him on the bench and get him a little bit closer to it, just to give him that that nudge again. You know, this is what there, might be there for you. But they've got to work. They've got to continue to work hard.
Is the pleasing thing you said, maybe not quite at it today overall, but you got the result. Is it pleasing that you were still able to get the result despite
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, the result's all important, aren't they? And we know that. And although we want to play better football, I think obviously there were too many changes from what we'd been doing and the success that we had. And obviously two of the players that went back to Huddersfield were in their first team today.
A couple of quick ones. What did Phil Brown do? Did you see it? Or
no
hear
idea.
It?
No idea. I wasn't listening to him throughout the game, but I have no idea.
Okay. And the other one, it was Save Our Steel Day today as
yes.
well. The club throwing their weight behind that. I know it's easy to be a bit glib and a bit sort of twee about it and say it was a victory for them, but how important was it to be able to do that today?
Oh, it was good. And I wanted to wear a T-shirt, but it was about 15 size. It would have been like a dressing with it being windy. I'd have probably blown away, but... It was a really important day, and the club have shown that, tried to show the togetherness, because there's not a massive amount that we can do, just show that we're thinking about those people that have lost their jobs, and obviously the kids that are the children of the people that have lost their jobs as well, because there's a massive knock-on effect, and it's just down the road, it's in our community, and we've got to recognise that, and if we can do anything for them, we'll try and do that.
Right, the final one, no manager of the month curse.
What's that?
Well, exactly, apparently so.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's the end of it now. People were asking me that yesterday, and no, it's just really about focusing and getting it's a change. It's just a change of emphasis. You've not got the 3 points to play for, but you're trying to get into the next round of the cup, and it's great. It's great for the supporters to get into the next round, and thankfully with there.
Grimsby in the next round.
If we're at home, I'm not bothered. I think the atmosphere last night in that game against Notts County with Salford was a good one as well. And there's a lot of teams in there, and that's the fairy tale for some teams, and that's what makes the FA Cup really good.